Well, for sure, making girls' dreams come true and having a bride on Sunday morning so happy that it was more than she ever dreamt is for sure the win. I mean, that's the whole point of it all, right? I mean, that's why I do it. That's why I get back up on Monday morning and come back in the office. That's why I'm still here. I love that sense of accomplishment on a Sunday after the fact that it was so awesome. That keeps me going for sure.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Conversations Podcast. I'm your host, Virgil Bunnell. My special guest today has been recognized as the top luxury wedding designer planner by Harper's Bazaar, Martha Stewart, Brides Magazine, and other major magazines all over the world. She and her company, Soiree, has designed many high-profile weddings all over the world. She has written two best-selling books. She has so many accolades and recognitions and accomplishments that we need a whole separate show to mention it, to mention them, all of them. I'd worked with her once, and I loved every minute of it, and I can attest that she is the best of the best in the industry. Ladies and gentlemen, Tara Gerard, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
And it's so good to see you today. Thank you for spending the time with us. This is such a privilege to have to be in your office, to be with you.
Well, you're so cute and too sweet. I'm not sure if my books were best selling, but maybe it's because they're the only wedding books that were out there.
I think they were best.
That sounds really lovely. But that's sweet.
You know, I tell you what, I have such a tremendous amount of respect and admiration and love for you and everything you have accomplished. In business and in the industry. I mean, you're like, I have admired you for so long. Ever since the day I met you at your book launch in at the William Aiken House. I don't remember what year that was.
I was pregnant with number two. This is how I always remember where I was based on pregnancies. I was pregnant with actually number one, so it might have been 2009.
2009-ish.
Was it?
Yes,
maybe.
And you had a big party at the William Aiken House.
Our first book that was out and about.
So I felt like you have put Charleston and Charleston wedding industry on the map.
Mm-hmm.
You're literally like a living legend for a lot of people. You've set the standard for everyone, you know, inspired everyone. And I'm so encouraged by you and your accomplishments. And how does that make you feel as far as being the legend?
Old. You're making me feel old.
Oh,
you're cute. You know, I don't know if I ever think about it in those terms. Once in a blue moon when I feel very competitive. I don't know if you would know that, but I am a little bit competitive in my field. And as I grow and as I've started, it is really fun, honestly, to look back and see so many things that has transpired in 22 years. I love that Charleston has been on the map now for at least 10 years as one of the top wedding destination places in the country. And I do like to think that maybe in the back of my mind, I can take a little bit of credit for that. 'Cause we started weddings and planning and design and getting them published, you know, right off the bat, which was kind of unheard of. And so we were getting a lot of national publicity back then. And back then we also had a lot of national magazines that don't exist anymore, unfortunately. So starting out 22 years ago, that was a lot of fun. And also it was fun 22 years ago to be where I was because nobody really did what I did. There might be a handful of people in New York and around the country, but certainly not in the South and Southeast was there really such a thing as a wedding planner. I mean, there might have been a couple people here that even kind of sort of did it, but not in the capacity that I wanted to grow the business. So looking back, yes, that's kind of fun. I love that trends that we started like sofas and lounges and bookshelves and washcloths to give people on the dance floor to lamps on the bars. I mean, I just looked at a magazine yesterday and all weddings had lamps everywhere. And I just love that we started those trends. And maybe nobody in the world knows that, but I do love to know that I created something and created a little bit of a cool atmosphere for weddings and some details that I might take credit for. Maybe not. But then again, on the other hand, nothing's new, right?
Right. Yeah.
Every idea has been used. But in general, for a business, it has been fun to grow a business from nothing to being where we are. And for me, I don't ever look back on those things like you were asking. I really only look forward about where I am not yet and what I really want to accomplish for myself. And I'm nowhere near that. And so I think I'm always wearing my blinders and just trying to look forward and looking for the next big thing that I want to make me feel like I'm accomplishing something, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so what drives you? I think I was reading on your website, you opened your doors in 2007?
Yes.
What drives you?
What
is that, 22 years?
22 years ago. I think that it's in your DNA, honestly. I'm driven. I have a lot of energy. I'm 50 now.
You celebrated 50.
50. I'm the big 5-0. And so I don't know what drives me. I'm tired a lot of the times. I have 3 children, so life is a lot different in my world of, you know, I have to be very specific about when I work, when I don't work. And you have to really, as a mother, as a woman, have to keep a business where it is and what you're doing, and then also have a family at home and a big family and a lot of things going on. I think that's probably the hardest part for me as I've moved forward as the 3 children, honestly. And because now I'm a little more tired, you know, back in the day when we finished a wedding at 4 a.m. on a Saturday night, I could sleep all day on Sunday.
Right.
And that doesn't occur anymore. I'm up at 7 a.m., only had 3 hours of sleep, and you know, because you have to be mom. I call it second shift. So second shift is much harder. As a matter of fact, my weekend this past weekend was so hard with my children. They're at the age where they don't listen. It's no one listens to me. At least at soiree, everybody listens to me because I'm the boss. And so my children don't listen to me. They do everything I tell them not to do. I'm constantly cleaning up after them. And Saturday night, I looked at my husband and I said, I honestly wish I had a wedding today, and I would have rather worked and made money and created something beautiful and made someone's dreams come true today than be stuck at home with my children all day today.
Right.
It was tough.
Yeah.
They're bad. Man. I mean, you know, I'm drinking a lot more just to make it through the day.
And you have 3 boys, right?
No, 2 boys and a baby girl. I know. So it's hard, and they're a lot harder. They're a lot harder than my job, I have to say.
And you travel a lot, so I don't know how you balance all of that.
It's day by day. It is. It's tough. I try really hard only to be gone every other week, and then I try to be gone only during the week when I know they're in school and I have a full-time nanny and that I know that they're okay and everything's all right. But I don't work weekends anymore unless I have a wedding.
Right.
So you know, have to make rules for yourself. My rules are 8 weddings a year, and then that way that means I'm gone for 8 weekends. And then other weekends, I'm at home drinking more because I'm going to deal with my children. But seriously, I am home on the weekends. And I think that's my rule. And I'm not on the phone, and I'm not checking emails, and I'm not looking at Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm with my children. And I think you having to cut that off has made me at least be able to deal with it. But then on Monday morning, I come in. I'm pretty competitive here at the office.
Yeah.
There's no answer.
There isn't.
It's a day-by-day situation, honestly. If I could quit tomorrow, there's many times I said, if I won the lottery, I'd quit. I'd move to Italy, and I'd throw pots all day, be in the pottery studio, and be happy as can be.
I don't know about that, though. I think you'll find something to do.
That's true.
I think that's in your DNA. I don't think you
can
sit.
Maybe I'll be competitive in the pottery world.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't
You'll
know.
Find some kind of, yeah.
I don't know.
All right. So switching gears a little bit. Can you walk us through what weddings are like with you and your team here at Soiree? So, like, for instance, how does it work? Like, with when the client signs you, or who's the ideal client? Like, who's Suari's client? How do you define that, and how does it work from day one to the final product, the final day of wedding day?
I think our business has changed. Of course, like everyone else's business, it changes year to year. So interestingly enough, I hardly ever even do Charleston weddings anymore. I have in 2019, I had one wedding that I've had so far, and that's all I'll do. On the books, everything else is out of town. So traveling is a lot different. And that means that I have a clientele that are from all over the country, and they can be very different. They could be Midwesterns, they can be Northeasterners. I mean, they can be very Southern. I mean, I think the type of person that we have in those regards are very different, but we always seem to attract the same type of clientele. And that means that almost every wedding we get is because someone experienced one of our weddings. Their mother, their aunt, their sister, the bride herself. And I love it because every time I get a wedding, it's because someone has experienced one of our weddings. And I like to think that our weddings are very different than everyone else's in many ways. And that meaning, I want to create the most fun wedding that anyone can have. I think to me, we are not stuffy people. We are not stiff. We are fun, and I want to always continue to remember that about ourselves and not take ourselves too seriously. Right. That's important to me.
So define that client. Like,
and that client is a young, fun, beautiful. 99.9% of the time, it's unbelievable. All our brides they're all so beautiful, and they're also sweet and good inside. And maybe we're attracting that type of personality because we're that type of personality. I like to think that we're sweet and fun and we don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do want to create, when it comes down to it, the best wedding that all of their guests ever has experienced. And that's our goal. And we want the whole entire process for our clients to be so fun from the day one that you hire us, and know that you have nothing to worry about except enjoy the experience. And that's the type of person that comes to us, who wants to trust in us, and they do trust us. And they want to show up to their wedding looking beautiful and having the best day of their life. And that's her.
That's awesome. And you mentioned earlier you don't do a lot of Charleston weddings anymore. So you've been traveling a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. I mean, every year to year is different. I mean, next year I have two on the books for Charleston already, which we're like, yay! You know,
you get
so
to stay
excited.
Home. Yes.
But I love traveling as well. I mean, for me as a creative person, going to a new location in a different location in a different city keeps me also very creative, because I'm not having to do the same thing all the time. And I love that. I love being able to work with new and different people and different vendors and different creative people around the world. So that keeps me on my toes. And it's my way of getting to travel more and more. Like, I love to travel. You know, as a mom with three kids at home, it's kind of hard to travel. Right. And now with my job, I kind of have to travel. So yeah. I do enjoy that process. I mean, I was in Jamaica last week for a site visit. I mean, who can complain?
Right, yeah. And you have a wedding in Jamaica next year.
I do. I have
year.
A wedding in Jamaica this year.
In November.
Mm-hmm. So I love it. I mean, we have a wedding in the Hamptons this summer. We have a wedding in upstate New York. We have a wedding in Cape Cod. And when it's 110 degrees here in Charleston and I'm where it's 75, I mean, what's there to complain about?
Right.
So it's kind of nice.
Tell us about what's the big day is like for you guys, your staff. How long are you prepping for these weddings?
I'd say on our average weddings, so let's say got back from Florida, and we did a big wedding, and it was a destination wedding for over 400 guests, and we took almost 40 people from Charleston, and we probably...
40 people?
Mm-hmm, a team of 40, and we, some started as early as Monday with flooring and tinting, and they did not leave the following week to Tuesday or Wednesday, and then my team usually flies in on Wednesday, and we usually leave Sunday or Monday, depending on how big of a process the breakdown is. But I like to be one of the first on hand and one of the last to leave. So I'm very hands-on, as you know, working with me. I'm not a pointer. We're a full production company, so we do all of our own flowers and decor and furniture and fabrics, and I'm so very detail-oriented, so I have to be there.
The last time I worked with you, yeah, you were making the bouquets.
I mean, I still do. I mean, if I see a bouquet that we talked about and my head flower person makes it and I don't love it, or I'm like, that's not the one my bride really wants, I'll whip something up myself. Just this past wedding, I walked out to the lounge and all the tables were too close to the dance floor. I'm already in my blacks and I'm still moving furniture right before guests arrive on site. I mean, it's just never ending. And I don't know if I can ever not be that person.
So walk me through the process of how do these brides give you the creative reign? Do you have full reign of to do whatever? Because it seems like every wedding is different and it's like so Tara.
Well, I think for me, we definitely have a style and a look that comes naturally. Let's say that's probably pretty understated. I want to say classic. I want to say timeless. I want to say elegant and beautiful, but understated and maybe tailored look that we have. And we've always had that. But for me, I love to figure out a bride and her style and her look and create it for her. But I think those people that hire us because they are attracted to our look and our style anyway, and then just trying to take her and her personality and add it to the day and makes it hers and hers very special. And that's fun for me too, to be able to create something just for a person. I love that. I love to be able to try to figure them out. I was a psych major in college. Maybe that was part of it. I love to figure them out. What makes them tick? What is going to make her the happiest bride in the whole world? And creating that for her. That's so fun for me.
So do you propose many different things? And she says, yes, I like that. No, I mean, how does that all work?
So or we do a full proposal. I do a full design proposal that goes out to each client after the process. So let's say, for instance, you're working with me for 10 months. Let's say our most average client timeline is 10 months, 10 to 12 months. You start out with first a budget. I'm going to first put a budget based on the date, the location, how many guests, and make sure that we're all in
the same page,
right? Once that has been accomplished, then we go through the process of the kind of music she wants and a band and the type of photography that she wants. And then it's step-by-step planning process of adding every element. And then after 6 months, I really start to get to know her pretty well. And then I'll also go by her pictures and what she loves. And, you know, this thing of Pinterest has been an awesome tool for me personally. I know people have complained about it, but I love it. I love that I can see
it's the best thing.
Right into a bride what she loves and what she doesn't love. So it makes my job easier. And then I do a full design proposal for a client. Every client, and that I write out every single detail to what your bouquet is wrapped in, what flowers are in your bouquet, to what the sofas and the fabric and the chandeliers and the flowers and the candles and the menu cards, and every single little detail is written out and designed and giving details to a client. And I would say 99.9% of the time, every bride says it's perfect.
Wow.
And then
you're that good.
Well, I mean, not that good, but I think it's good that I've listened. Yeah. I've listened to what they want. I've listened to what they've asked for. I've listened to what they like. And I think they trust me. I'm just lucky that I'm in a situation that they trust me and they are here to listen to me. That's why they hired me.
And these designs.
So excited. I've had so many clients, that, for instance, I just did one last year, and it was their third daughter third daughter's wedding. And she's like, your proposals are our favorite part of the process. And I haven't changed that one single thing in 22 years, is me personally writing out every single detail for a client by me, in my brain, putting it on paper. I go to the library, I design all my weddings in the library. I've been doing that for 22 years as well, because I'm very ADD and I need to sit at a table where I can't eat, I can't clean my desk, I can't get up to leave. Nobody can call me, no one can talk to me, and I'm stuck at a table. And I'll design my weddings in the library.
Are you talking about Charleston Library?
Yep.
You just ride out there.
Right on Calhoun Street. Ride my bike.
What floor?
Over. Third floor, back left corner.
Like what?
It's my place for 22 years.
That is awesome.
I have to go to the library. And that's because it's the only place nobody can bother me.
You turn off your phone.
Phone's off. You know, I have to do internet because I'm always doing research and pricing and looking up things. So if I have an idea, but if I have to text the girls to ask them some information or questions, but in general, I get in trouble if you talk to people on the phone in the library.
Yeah. It's interesting. Every creative has a process,
that's
has a place.
Process.
That's your place.
That's my place.
Can we talk about the demographic of your mm-hmm. client? So their age, what's the range?
23 to 33. You've had older brides over the years.
Yes.
Just currently right now, I think we're back on the turn of younger brides again, which sometimes that'll move back up and be between 28 and 40. But I'd say right now I'm more between 23 and 35, I think, in the last couple of years.
And you mentioned budget. So uh-huh. obviously luxury weddings are very expensive and you know,
yes.
you can't, and not everyone is a good fit. What is that budget?
Well, for us, I mean, we do have minimums. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to stick with my only eight. And I do know I have to pay the bills. And we have a minimum of, I would say, in general, $1,500 a head, most of our weddings start. Okay. And that can be between $1,500 a head to, I would say, on average, most of our weddings are between $1,500 and $3,000. $1,000 to $3,500 a head.
So we're looking at about $500,000.
I would say in general, it just depends on your guest count.
Yeah, because if you have 100 people,
it's less.
Less,
but your price per head's going to be higher because a band costs X no matter if you have 100 guests there or 400 guests there.
Right.
So you know you have a few set prices that won't change versus based on a head count. But in general, yes. I would say you're always between there.
And as far as location, you're just pretty much wide open to go anywhere with your business.
For sure.
And what's that one location that you think that you would want to go that you haven't gone yet?
That I haven't gone yet.
Like Morocco? Or?
No.
No? You don't want to go to Morocco?
Absolutely not. I want to go to Morocco on vacation.
On vacation.
I love Italy. I'm going to live in Italy. I am not going to work there. I mean, for me personally, again, it's different. Back in, I would say 15 years ago, you asked me what are one of my goals? It would be to do international weddings. But today, no. If you don't speak my language and you're in another country, it just makes my job way in too hard.
Right.
And then I also takes way too long to fly there. That's 2 days I don't get to see my children just in the air. So efficiency and time is just, I don't know.
So would it really
have to be worth it. If it's a $2 million wedding in Italy, all right.
Right.
All right. I'll do it.
Got it.
That means I cannot do two other weddings. Here, I mean, in the United States,
because you will have to double your time. Like you said, you have to
be there
that Monday.
You got to double your time. You got to, and then double your time just in the flying. If you don't have children and you're not married, or your children are grown and gone, your life is just easier.
Right.
I mean, some of my very top, almost all the very top planners that I look up to. Well, there's so many, but that I'm always like, wow, they're so great. None of them have children, young children, or married, or they're
not strapped.
No, I mean, so they have their. It's just much easier for them to be competitive on that stage.
Because you're raising four kids, really. You have three kids, and then this is your.
A baby, and then I own the Lettered Olive, and then I have a new baby puppy, and then my husband is like a child. I mean,
That's your fifth child.
For sure. So, I mean, so it's just, you know, it's hard for women.
Did you always envision this when you were in back in 2007? Like,
no, I told my first clients that I wasn't even a wedding planner because that didn't exist. I'm not a wedding planner. And I don't know, this is before your time, Virgil, but back in the day, back in 2007, if you were a wedding photographer, that was cheesy. Nobody wanted to be a wedding photographer. That was like a cheesy concept. Nobody, I mean, the concept of weddings in general were like cheesy, like tulle, fake flowers, bad satin bows with wire in them. I mean, I still see that today sometimes, but truly Martha Stewart changed the world of how we see weddings, and she for sure did it herself. She changed the world.
You look up to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Who are those people that you look up to?
As in designers?
As in designers. And,
or businesses?
All of the above.
For instance, I would say Preston Bailey would be one of my very tops. You know, he's from a foreign country, and he came to this country with nothing in his pocket. And he's a brilliant, brilliant creative. So his creative mind, you know, blows me away. And I love just his presence. You know, he's a sweet, good, kind person. And there are a lot of people in our industry who are not those things. And so he kind of holds, you know, he's amazing. He's amazing. He's someone for all of us to look up to. And he's also one of the first to really create this event design world for people.
Was he really?
Yeah. He was the very first person who called himself an event designer.
Before you?
For sure.
Really? Is he still
he's
around?
He's older than me. He's been, actually someone is older than me. I'm just kidding. Yes, he is still around and he still works. And he's doing weddings and guitar for $20 million. It's amazing.
Wow.
I know. It's really
awesome.
Cool. His aesthetics may not be in line with mine, but it has nothing to do with it. I just think him, he as a person and the qualities that he holds as a good person and a creative. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you should get a lot of credit for this because you've put Charleston on the map and the Charleston weddings. You've done a lot of celebrities. I don't remember half of them. You probably have a lot of NDAs, which is, what does NDA stand for?
Non-disclosure agreement.
So I know that you did Sanjay Gupta's, right? Because he was on your book, but I don't know who else.
He's the only one. He didn't make me sign an NDA.
Was he?
That's why he's A in our book, and B, he's so nice and cute and kind. But I am, you know, we don't live in an area that really is filled with celebrities or celebrity weddings, and hopefully the few that may come our way may call us, but it has to probably be a Southern person.
That was a beautiful wedding. What year was that?
A long time ago.
11?
I have no idea. I have to go back and look in the book. I can't remember this. You know, I've planned and designed over 500 weddings since I started. That's a lot. I quit counting.
That's amazing.
That's why I have gray hair and keep picking them.
Tell me about what are the challenges? What are the struggles? Let's talk about that. Of the
today,
business.
The business? Mm-hmm. I would say the biggest struggle for me is everything that changes so quickly and so fast in the technology world. And I mean, when I first started Swarry, we didn't even have a website. So no one had websites back then. Life in this industry has changed dramatically for me. And then I would say staying relevant because there's so much noise. And there's so many people who say they do what we do, but they don't have any of the experience. And by showing pretty pictures on your website or your Instagram feed, you just show pretty pictures and that's all you need. And how do people know the difference between what's real and what's not? I think that's hard, but you just, again, that's, I think the business that we get is because it's people who experience the wedding. And there's no other way that I can show you what I do unless you are actually at my wedding. And I do think we create something very different than a lot of my competitors. And that's what keeps me glad and going and and believing in myself for that. And that's just because we like to create an ambiance and a timeline and a fun wedding. That's the hardest part for me.
So,
I would say the other hardest part for me is I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up. So, I'm constantly, struggling. Like, is this it? Is this the end? Is this all I'm going to do? I hope not.
So, with that being said, what are the wins? What are the things that you're proud of with what you've done in the past 22 years or being in this business? There's struggles and there's the wins, right?
Yeah.
What are the triumphs?
Well, for sure, making girls' dreams come true and having a bride on Sunday morning so happy that it was more than she ever dreamt is for sure the win. I mean, that's the whole point of it all, right? I mean, that's why I do it. That's why I get back up on Monday morning and come back in the office. That's why I'm still here. I love that sense of accomplishment on a Sunday after the fact that it was so awesome. That keeps me going for sure.
That's awesome. So going back to relevance you mentioned earlier, how do you stay relevant with this ever-changing industry? It's crazy.
I'm not sure I do. I'm not great at it, honestly. Again, I have, I'm lucky that over the years I've had some incredible, incredible people that work with me. We've had team members that have been Kate, who runs our Instagram and social media part, was my planner. She worked with me for over 10 years. She still does that from home because she's a mom now as well. It's having those. Is it perfect? If I can control everything in my life, Instagram, from blogs, website. I haven't even updated my website in over 6 years. It's ridiculous. And I am trying very hard this week to get some. I've actually hired someone to help me get that doing. I'm going, but she's waiting on me to pick some pictures. And just finding an hour to sit and look through pictures is almost impossible.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I am staying relevant, but I try to update my, I'm trying to update my website. I'm trying to stay with Instagram. I did my YouTube channel. I thought that was new and different.
You
I'm
did.
Like, you want to do something different. I don't want to be like everyone else. I want to be different. I want to be innovative. I want to be a trendsetter. I want to just be the best.
That's what makes you the best.
That's what I want. I want to be the best. And what the answer to all those things are, I don't know. I enjoy doing my YouTube stuff. I wish I could teach everyone everything I learned over the last 22 years in our industry to help them so they don't have to go through the pain and suffering that
right.
I have.
Yeah.
I love that. I love teaching. I love sharing. And I'll tell anybody anything.
And it's changed. I mean, 3 years ago, it's probably different from what it is now. Do you have any favorites as far as events or parties or weddings that you plan that just sticks out?
It's so funny. I get that question asked a lot, all the time. But there's not one single event that I could say, oh, it was the perfect storm. There's always some incredibly great element of every wedding that I love. Now, if I could take that one favorite element of every single wedding and put them all together, then I have the perfect wedding. That for me, as in my head and the way things happened and the way it turned out looking. But I mean, I have so much fun with all of them. I love that they're all so different.
Yeah, I bet. You said over 500 weddings. Wow.
A lot.
Let's switch gear and talk about the industry as a whole.
Okay.
So in your opinion, how does social media, and you touched on this earlier, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, blogs, affect the industry as a whole, your clients, your client decision-making process, things like that?
I mean, I think it just, there's a lot out there. I think for girls and brides and young people today, it's hard to, weed through what's real and what's not real, because there's so many just really pretty things out there. It's just,
what do you mean? What's
picture.
Real? Like a styled shoot versus
yeah,
an actual wedding?
Yeah, styled shoots, actual weddings. showing just the most perfect spot of a wedding only, not what's real. You know, but I guess that's what people want to see. They want to see the perfection in everything, which we all do, I guess.
Let's talk about that for a second. So with styled shoot, obviously you have full control of time. And with the actual wedding, you're dealing with pressure.
Yes.
And you have to be done at a certain time with the styled shoot. I mean, it's on a Monday and you don't have to deal with the pressure of delivering a product.
Well, everybody wants perfect.
Right.
And that branding and brand is, I think, different than it was back 10 years from ago. Now I feel like the obsession with brands and are much greater.
Is that a good thing?
I mean, for Gucci.
Right. Louis.
Right. I mean, maybe for them, for sure. No, I mean, I think that brand is, and so I think everyone's trying to make their own brand. I feel like we have our brand, we have our look, we have our style, we have our brand. I hope that I can keep with that and keep us real as what we are, and that people want that and see that. And I hope that we continue to be a wanted brand. I think all those things are just so different and everything's so real now. And that's changed a lot over the years. That's hard to keep up with, because if someone is in touch with you at your office, for example, like, you cannot mail them a brochure anymore. They want something in their hands via email right then and there.
Electronic.
Forget a beautiful paper or something to come in the mail next week, because they've already hired someone.
Somebody else. Yes.
So that process has changed greatly over the years. And everything just being now, right now. Everybody wants it right now.
Yeah.
It's hard to...
What do you think is next for the industry?
If I knew...
Then you'd be...
I'd be a billionaire.
Right.
What is next? What can be next?
Yeah. What is... I mean, nobody really predicted this whole digital revolution, you know, with everything that's happening, how things are so fast.
I have no idea. My brain does not work. I am, you know... Like Jeopardy. I can never play Jeopardy. I can't think that fast.
Right.
I'm a visual and a creative, and my brain does not work on that side. So it's got to be.
Is it the same with your clients too, with digital? I mean, are they just like what you mentioned? Everybody wants it now, prices, brochures. Is it the same in your clientele? Because I feel like your clientele, they're wealthy. You know, they're in a different demographic.
Top 5% of the United States.
Yes,
for sure they are. You know, the young people are more that way. I don't know. My clients are the most lovely, greatest people. I work with the nicest, kindest brides, families. And again, when they have experienced our wedding and they want us as a company, I don't have to worry. They've already experienced it. They already saw what I can do. They know what we can do.
They know
who
you are.
They don't leave us. They don't bother me about it too much. Right. They know that, you know, I'm working with a client right now who was CEO or CFO of like Urban Outfitters. And I love it because he understands the way my brain works. And therefore, he just says, okay, I'll take it when it's ready. Whenever you have the design ready, let me know. And he's such a creative himself, and he understands. So it's fun to work with the different people who enjoy my creative process and my craziness and my fun. And I mean, I'm like, rah! And you know, but we're fun. And it's so, and again, it's all about trust. It's all about trust. I wouldn't be sitting here today if we did not create what we promised.
Let's talk about entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
What I asked the question earlier about challenges and struggles. Now, if you were to hop into a time machine,
yes,
and go back and talk to your 25-year-old self, well, how old were you when you started?
27.
27. When you talk to your 27-year-old self,
yes.
What are the things that you would say to that 27-year-old Tara?
Have a minimum right off the bat. You know, I just, if I could know everything I know today, it would be so wonderful. But everyone says that. What is the famous quote that the young is wasted on the I mean, whatever. Anyway, I can't think of the quote right now. That's another thing. I never can remember anything. I have baby brain. What was my question again? See, I already forgot my question.
What would you give your 27?
Oh, my 27, my advice.
Yes.
Find a new job.
Just kidding. Don't do this.
Do something different.
Don't do it.
My daughter is so cute. She'll come work with me on a wedding that might be local. And she's so cute. She's helping with the flowers and she'll sweep and she'll vacuum and she loves helping. And I'm thinking, oh dear, I don't want her. I do not wish this job on her because it's hard. It's physically hard. It's mentally hard. It's just a really, really, really hard career.
Yes.
As I'm sitting here with my leg hurting, as I'm just sitting here, it's like pain. My hamstring is killing me. My doctor said I couldn't run for 2 weeks.
She said that.
Luckily, I had an MRI on Friday, and I have to say, I kept saying, if my back is messed up for carrying all those damn sofas for 20 years, I'm going to be mad. But the MRI came back and it is not my back. It's just running too much.
Just a little.
I'm
yeah.
so glad. But I kept
moderation.
Saying that. If those damn sofas broke my back. So far, so good.
Oh.
I know.
Well, you still, I mean, you're one of the most successful, if not the most successful wedding planners in the world. So that's
sweet.
Huge. That's huge.
You're so sweet.
Let's talk about going back to the wedding day.
Okay.
Wait, you didn't answer my question.
Oh,
what would you give yourself
I don't
advice?
Know. I need to know. I would tell that person everything I know today. I already told you. Find a new job.
That's right. Find a job. That was the main advice. Find a new job. 27-year-old, if you're a planner, find a new job. Don't do this.
Don't do it.
So wedding days. Things can always go wrong.
Yes.
Storms, rain, hurricane. How do you dress malfunction? How do you deal with all the... Let's talk about the weather. How do you deal with all that?
The weather is our biggest
I mean, obviously you have
devil
a plan,
in our world, of course. The weather is the devil. When we've been through hurricanes, I remember one of my first bigger weddings years ago at Kiowa, a hurricane came through during the wedding, literally. And the winds were coming in, and I can remember the owner of Snyder Party Rental, Keith Snyder, on top of the building holding the tent down. That was back in the day. I mean, we were crazy. I mean, this was 20 years ago. But I would say, I think you just learn. We've had tropical storms. We've had floods. I had a tornado one time when I had a wedding in Arkansas, literally 1 mile down the road, and I'm in a huge tent. I think that part of my business is, it's interesting. When I have a wedding and someone's new working with me, you've never worked with me before on my team, I think the comments that I get the most are always like, how are you so calm on wedding day? How are you so, I mean, I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, but I'm in my zone and I'm doing what I need to do, but I can handle it. I can handle it. My child who does not listen to me and spilled cereal all over the floor in my kitchen, and I cannot handle, but I can handle a hurricane yeah. coming towards my wedding just because it's part of the job. I know what to do. I know what has to be done. I know what to worry about. I don't know. It's just, I guess I'm just part of the job, but I am pretty very even keel, even on wedding. I'm in my element.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm good at it. And that's for some weird reason.
It's game day. Yeah. That's
and
awesome.
And I like to win.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's going to be a good day, no matter what.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make it the best I possibly can possibly make it.
What are, there's obviously a lot of planners around everywhere. Charleston's, everywhere.
Yes.
What, do you have any advice or wisdom that you want to give them besides go find another job?
No. Yes. I mean, there's lots of advice. I would say invest in yourself. Meaning make sure that you charge accordingly for what you do. Don't give it away. I would say invest in your business. So, you know, I own a warehouse, I own my office building. So I'm investing back in my businesses as much as I possibly can, because hopefully that'll be my retirement one day. And they need to think along those lines, I think, to save them from this world, because we don't want to be 80 carrying a sofa on our back. So I would say those are, as a business woman, those are probably the smartest things I've ever done.
That's awesome.
Make money doing it. I mean, it's hard. It's hard on your physical body. It's hard on your physical everything and your mental. And so get paid for it.
That's good advice. I think a lot of people forget that.
Yes.
What's next for you?
I don't know. Something big. Damn it.
Figure it out. Yeah. So I went to your website.
I
couldn't even tell. How old is that?
Gosh.
That's
almost 7 years. I've not touched it.
I couldn't even tell.
So embarrassing.
So you have
embarrassing. I'm too busy keeping clients happy.
That means you're working.
I know.
When your website's out of date, that means you're busy and you're working. Tell me about Tell me about those photos, though. By the way, they're very classic. So you can't tell.
Well, that's
seven
good.
Years old.
I want all our weddings to be classic.
Yeah, that's all.
Lettered Olive. The Lettered Olive was born because I had this great graphic designer working for me and helping me. She quit her job. She was pregnant. She wanted to work full time. I'm like, well, all right, we'll start the Lettered Olive. And I was riding down the road one day listening to NPR, and they were talking about our state, South Carolina seashell was called the Lettered Olive. And I was like, that is the most beautiful name. I'm going to name a business that one day. And so when it came to this letterpress company, the Lettered Olive shell is this beautiful round shell that looks like letters are pressed into it, like a letterpress machine almost went into the seashell. And what the perfect name for the Lettered Olive. So the Lettered Olive was born for Martha, who also worked for me, and who had been with me for 10 years and was burned out on the wedding side. So I put them over on the graphic design side and started the Lettered Olive. We started a line. We went to the stationery show. We were actually in about 100 stores around the country for a while, and we just didn't make any money. I went into it knowing that retail would not be a good fit for us because it's such a expensive hand process thing letterpress is. And but I did it for PR, you know, to help Lettered Olive on the PR side. And then we finally slowly pulled out of stores. There's a few stores that we still do things for that have just become really great friends. But they are my right arm. I mean, we design everything in-house, from save the dates, invitations, menu cards, place cards, guest bags. We design every single element for a bride right here at Soiree, in my office, under my elbow. And I have that control of that. And I like that.
It's amazing.
I love it. I love being able to, and that's where it all began. So the Lettered Olive has been around, gosh, at least 12 years now. And I just loved having the control of being able to design all those elements. So we kind of started that trend as well.
That's awesome.
Back in the day, you just go to the stationery store, maybe with your wedding planner, and order a set. But we designed everything right here in-house.
Now, do you design
years ago.
For other people?
We do. We do have other planners that the Lettered Olive works with that I don't really know. For me, I try to stay out of that because that's their personal business and working with planners. I don't try to get involved. But they're a great company to hire if you're another wedding planner because they know how to work for a wedding planner.
Right.
They work for me.
Yes.
They know what you need on site for a wedding. They know what directional signs or tray liners. I love that we started the whole thing of printing custom tray liners for people. Nobody did that.
Right.
I mean, we started all of that. I love it. But if you hire them, they'll come on, and you can even hire them to come on board for the weekend and put out your place cards, put out your menu cards, set up your escort card table. I mean, they do that for me. They have to. So they're well trained.
That's awesome.
But it's awesome that you can design from A to B. But yes, they work for a lot of different planners.
That's cool.
Around the country.
Around the country.
Uh-huh. Nobody really local. I think people are scared of me.
Either that or intimidated.
Maybe. They shouldn't be.
They should.
But it's also expensive. I mean, again, it's
not
a
the
process.
Cheapest thing.
It's
yeah.
not, it's a, I love it, but I can hardly afford note cards from them.
Yeah. Well, if you're from Charleston, Lettered Olive is available if you guys are interested.
Yes,
check
yes.
it out.
It's beautiful.
What else do you have going on? You have a YouTube channel.
I know. I need to do more. My YouTube person keeps bugging me and bothering me about doing more. I need to do another book. My PR person is really on that. And my best friend works at Rizzoli in New York. And so, I swore to her this year would be the year to get on our book. But it's already May and I've done nothing. So, I do need to start that. And I do enjoy doing that kind of stuff. So, I do need to do a book. And I really want to... become more national.
As far as?
As a brand.
Mm-hmm. You are.
No. I mean, I just told you, I'm nowhere near where I want to be.
What's on the YouTube channel?
They're just cute little things. You know, I started going, I cannot believe all these bloggers have just moved here and use our doorsteps for all of their PR for free.
It's crazy.
And I have lived here my whole life.
It's crazy.
And I have not used that. And it's right on my street and I don't even take advantage.
You're busy.
So I should just take advantage of my great city where I live. And so I did biking around and we did things about Charleston. So it was like with my friend Jimmy Haygood doing a Bloody Mary, who can make the best Bloody Marys because I think my Bloody Marys are the best. And he obviously has a line out available in stores. So we did a drink little contest. Callie White, a friend who makes the biscuits, we went to her house and she made biscuits with us.
Yeah,
we
saw that. I think I saw that episode.
We did
yeah.
all little things that were things that we use at parties that are all very local to Charleston because it is our backyard and it is what we do. I think I've never thought about, I can actually use what I do on a natural, every day-to-day basis that people are interested in.
Right.
You forget how people do love the South.
And they love seeing...
I don't think about that day-to-day because it is part of our life. That is just what it is. But it's kind of fun to see that people enjoy that. So I enjoyed it. I need to do more. They're expensive.
Yeah. What is? The
making
YouTube. Content.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, you need resources.
Thomas here is free. It'll
right.
Take him.
He's expensive.
That's my point. All this stuff is expensive.
What else
and
is
in time? It takes a lot of time.
That's the one thing that I was going to say. Yeah. Where are you going to find the time? You have to carve out.
I am short hours every day already.
How many hours of sleep?
What can you help me? Now, I do like my sleep. I do get 7 to 8 hours every night.
That's not so bad.
I typically get up at around 5:30. I try to run and then start my day. And then I'm usually dead asleep by 9:30.
Yeah. What else is going on your website as far as, I think you have a blog.
Yeah.
Gosh,
don't tell anybody, but I haven't read it in years.
Kate runs it. She does a good job. She used to work for you for a long time.
Yes. Kate's my buddy. So. She's wonderful. And yes, I hope she's doing well with it.
Oh, yeah, she is.
I see it.
I see it on Facebook.
Oh, good.
I see her Instagram, or your Instagram. So she's your ghost digital content creator.
Yes. I try to do my own stories. No, I see that she did a story last night, for example. I was like, I didn't know she was going to do that. But I try to do things when I'm out and about. I do want it to be about me. And then I did try to tell Kate, you know, a few months back, please go through the pictures that you've picked with me to approve. At least I feel like I need to have her stamp on it, it's, you know, some way. So I try to be as involved as I can.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's doing a good job.
She does a great job.
Yeah. What else is going on your website? Do you have a shop there? I thought I saw the link. Shop.
Maybe at the Letter to Olive.
Oh, maybe that was the Letter to Olive.
Yeah,
yep,
maybe
that's
the
where
Letter
I saw.
To Olive. You can shop.
That's cool.
And they need to redo their website as well.
It's a lot going on.
I mean, it's just too much.
I know. Man.
I'm just trying to keep brides happy and my children alive. Those are probably my top two... jobs.
Well, it's funny you said that because you're competing with a lot of people, just like you said, with no kids. You're trying to raise a family and a husband and this baby right here, you know.
Yes.
I think that's very commendable that you're still kicking ass and and taking names.
Well, you're sweet to say so.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Spending the time with us. This is awesome.
Evan, was it too boring?
No. You, of all people,
so
no.
I'm not mic'd up for that question.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. Sorry,
so
this is Lindsay,
my
friend.
Sorry, there's no mic for me. So 12 months, if not you know, a little less or a little more to plan a wedding. And then when it's all said and done and you kind of look back at what you've been able to create and the bride is so happy, what kind of emotions does that bring to you? Because there's so much preparation that goes into that.
Relief. I mean, it truly, like I was saying before, it's what gets me up and doing it again. How that I created something really magical for a person. So the what that creates in me making people happy. Again, that's why I come back and do it again. It really does. It's fulfilling. How about that? So for a job, and a lot of people may be in a job and a career that is not so fulfilling, at least I can say my job is, it's a job. No, I mean, I'm not going to paint pretty pictures about it because the way I do my job is a very hard job. And it almost kills me. I mean, when I do a wedding on a weekend, I might sleep 4 hours in 3 days. I mean, it's tough, tough physically, mentally, and all those things that we've mentioned before. But what I get, the satisfaction of the happiness it brings to me and that client is why I do it again. And I'm not going to lie. I do well. I am the breadwinner in my family. I make the money and I can go buy my Gucci shoes. I have a shoe problem and I can have whatever I want. I am that personality of never wanted anything ever given to me. If I want something, I want to do it for myself. So for those things, I'm really, really lucky that I do have a career that is so fulfilling that I do love. I love creating. And I do well with it. I provide for 3 children and 3 private schools and living in a very expensive community. I mean, Charleston's one of the most expensive places in the country to live. And I live in one of the nicest place in the country.
Do you keep in contact?
So I'm very lucky.
Yeah. Do you keep in contact with any of your brides?
Oh, most certainly. Yeah. Most certainly. I mean, this year I have another sister. I did her sister last year. I have, yes. And then in January I have another sister and I did her sister a few years ago. But I have repeat clients and so I've become part of the family because they are my family. And I love that. I love that. And I just text with a bride yesterday that her anniversary was 5 years ago and we're still texting happy anniversary. I mean, most certainly I give them baby presents when they have a baby is born. We have a signature soiree little baby hat they get. I mean, they're our friend. I mean, you were part of their life for the rest of their life. And that's really cool.
That is so cool.
That is really cool.
I also read some of your website and I saw that there's constant trends. I mean, you see it every year. Especially as a woman, if you're trying to plan a wedding or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But you also mentioned throughout the interview that you have set some of those trends.
Yeah.
Where do you get that? Like, what kind of drives you or what influences you in that way to kind of create something? Because you said, you know, nothing's new, but in a lot of ways, you're creating some of that new for other people. Kind of, where do you get that? Where does that come from?
I mean, you're just keeping your eyes open. You know, in New York, I love having our New York office. And actually this May, which is, gosh, it's May, right? This week probably is my 10-year anniversary having the New York office. So I've had that office for 10 years. And having that office has afforded me to get out of my house, away from being a mom, going out to dinner, seeing what every time I'm there. Next week, I'm there on Monday. We're in our office Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. I'm trying out a new hotel that just opened. I go to a new restaurant I've never been to every time I'm there. I'm constantly looking for the newest idea, the newest thing that blows me away, the coolest thing. If it's the presentation, if it's the way they're served the food or what the food is or the drink or what they're doing to create their atmosphere. What are they doing in their bar that's cool and different? I mean, I'm constantly looking at what everyone else in the world is doing and how can I bring that to the table in a wedding in a different concept. Is it the way they're doing the flowers in the bar, or the trees or the plants or the lighting or all those things are always meaning so much to me. So for instance, I mentioned another wedding planner took this as her idea, but it was not, where she did wet washcloths on the dance floor to the hot guests dancing. And I was very upset when she said that that was her, they do that with their company. And I'm like, well, actually, I came up with that idea. And I'll tell you where I got it from. I was in Miami and I was sitting on the beach having a frozen cocktail. And I love that in South Beach, the server brought me a wet washcloth just to, while I was hot on the beach. I was like, now that is a good idea. When we are dancing in Charleston, South Carolina in the summer on a hot dance floor outside and all the guests are sweating like crazy, to walk around and pass a cold, damp washcloth to all the guests on the floor. How cool would that be? And that's where I came up with the idea and we started doing it. We did it for years and years and years, and I'm sure one of my interns passed it on along the way. But don't you love that that one thing that occurred to me in South Beach, I brought to the table at a wedding. And it has been a signature thing of ours for years that we've done. And so it's just...
I've seen that at a wedding before. That's awesome.
I mean, I just love that people do that now. Yeah. I love that we made that a thing. And I love just figuring out what else out there I can do that no one's done yet. It's just trying to do something different. It's not rocket science. I mean, it's not rocket science. It's just I'm always trying to figure out, how can I make every single person at this guest think this was the best wedding? How can I provide better service, better ambiance, a better time? Right? I mean, that's what it comes down to, a wedding and a party. It's a celebration. How can I make this celebration the celebration? And unique, and so that people notice those special details that you put into it. And so that really drives me. And I that is one of those things that drives me. I want to create that really cool element. But every little idea, I remember one of our soiree signature things too is putting an orchid bloom in the champagne. And that's kind of been our thing forever. So when you walk in the door, you get a glass of champagne. It also has an orchid in it. It might be white if your flowers are white or your wedding's white. Or it might be pink if you had a pink wedding. Or it could be green if you had a green wedding. But anyway, it's been our signature thing. But I can't take credit for that. I saw a caterer do that 20 years ago at a party. And I loved it so much, I stole it. I stole that idea. And they probably never even did it again. But I love that idea that I made it a soiree thing that I did at all our weddings. So it became a signature little thing that we did. But so no ideas necessarily.
That's so cool. Original. You've got to have like guests that just stop and they're like, the little details, it's such a wow factor that just sets you apart.
Of course.
Like, this is the best wedding. I mean, is that what you want people to walk away with? Like, this is the best wedding I've ever been to.
Yes.
And nobody can top it unless they hire you.
That's right. Exactly. That is my goal.
Awesome.
That's
for
awesome.
Every wedding.
And I don't know if you already asked this or you already answered it, but you know, what even got you into the business? I mean, obviously it's tough and there's a lot that goes into the day to day, but there had to have been something along your journey from being a little girl or something that was like, this is my journey. This is my path.
No, I mean, so I was a psych major in college, and then I paid my way through college waiting tables. So I always worked and went to college. And I really did really enjoy and get involved in food and beverage. Not that I wanted to be a restaurant person and work in the food and beverage industry. I knew that was not what I was interested in, but I love good food and good wine. And I love good service. So those things kind of built my platform. Now, I was the junior class president at Camden High School, where I'm from, and I had to design their junior-senior prom. And I can remember to this day that I did this curtain of fabric all the way around the dance floor that we hung in the gym and created this magical like little thing, and it was like the hit and so cool. And so when I look back, I'm like, I had it in me. I didn't even know it. I had it in me back then. So I love looking at that. And I also was the person who redecorated and redesigned my room every week. I would go to my aunt's house and say, can I change the furniture and redo your whole house? And she would let me. I mean, I was always that kid, but I didn't understand as a kid that everyone didn't do that. I didn't know that that wasn't a normal thing for everyone. So I really probably had those few things that occurred to me as I went along the way that kind of built me to that. And then after college, I started working at a temp agency that supplied food and beverage employees to the industry. So I did everything from executive chef placement to bartenders at a party. And I started to figure out who in town was a good caterer and who wasn't, because I supplied all their staff. And then at the same time, I was taking a pottery class, and I realized that I was creative. I wanted to do something with my hands. And I was like, well, maybe I can design parties. And then I went to the College of Charleston and talked to Zoe Sanders, who was the president's wife at the time. And she was working on a cookbook. And she's like, I need an event planner. So she talked me into working for her. I helped her with the cookbook. I helped do parties there. So I learned things on another end. And then I would remember saying, there's nobody would hire me. I would go to the Charleston Place Hotel, and they're like, we don't hire designers. What are you talking about? Because that really didn't occur. I mean, that didn't, we're like, what?
Right.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. What was that?
What is that?
Yeah.
We have our in-house catering people. Yeah. We don't need you. And then a friend of a friend said, my friend's getting married and she wants someone to help her. I'm like, well, I'm not a wedding planner, but okay. And then I started doing a few of those, and I love the process. I love the psychology of it. I love figuring them out. And then I'm getting to use the design aspect, the food and beverage aspect that I know. And so it's really taking all of that background knowledge, and it just fell in my lap. But I was never in my stars saying I want to be a wedding planner, because that movie wasn't out yet. J-Lo's movie had not come out yet. And like I said, there really weren't wedding planners in the world back in, not many.
This is what, 2007.
That's pretty cool, because you kind of like created your own job, really. It didn't exist.
I did go. There was a small business on King Street at the time. There was a small business resource center that the state, I think, had provided. And they had books on how to start your own businesses. And there actually was a book. It was an event planning book. How to be an event planner. So I stole my first contracts from that and read like what event planner was. I mean, that was way back in the day.
Who was planning the weddings that back then?
But there were locally, Tally Attaway had just come to town and was doing some things, some big things. So she kind of made a splash. But the Krawchecks, who sold wedding dresses on King Street, were the only wedding planner people in town.
Wow.
And they sold a wedding dress. And then when you were there to buy your wedding dress, they said, well, we'll plan your wedding. And then they planned people's wedding.
Never
heard
of that.
But she's kind of the god of Charleston, the goddess of Charleston that started that back 30 years ago.
Holy cow.
I know, but nobody really.
No.
So it was kind of a new concept what I did.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's next. Maybe you'll be
a new concept
for other people. And you can, you said you love to teach. So maybe that's.
We'll see. We'll see.
Way down the road.
We'll see.
You still got some weddings in you, I'm sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thanks. This is awesome. This new place is awesome.
Thanks. We like our new office. Good light.
Yeah.
I
love seeing
like
Erica
office.
Over there.
I know it's the best. She's the best. Yeah. I love having her. And we just moved our office in New York down the hall. So we just got a new paint job, and my best friend came in and made it all perfect, and so we've got new digs in New York as well.
Can we do this again sometime?
Anytime.
Yes. Let me know if I'd like to talk about maybe different topics.
Yeah.
You know?
You can come up with a whole nother list.
Yes.
I have 22 years of knowledge.
I know. You have a lot of...
You
have a whole life
of
experience. Yeah. I mean, we're talking different generations of weddings, right?
For sure.
Like, yeah. So, thank you.
Thanks for
having
me.
You're the
best. All right, Gango.
You are awesome. I know you're very busy.
Oh,
thank
stop.
You so much.
I need to go look for pictures to put on my website.
Did I just remind you?
Yes.
Thank you.
Because Shira's going to kill me.
Sorry.
I got an email yesterday. Did you pick your pictures?